I noticed that when I was in your class, one of your classes at Hudson Valley, that you, the students did a video. You did a video which was very, very good. Now, tell me, why do you think that doing these videos are effective in terms of reaching students and teaching them about, you know, our history?
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that too, Yike Willie, because Chalk and Talk has gone by the wayside.
Okay.
We have to, as I said, we have to reach students where they are,
right,
Yike today.
Mm-hmm.
And so with many, and I had unfortunately come to this realization that many of our students, they really are not efficient with reading or understanding. So what we need to do is have a combination of both. It's they with reading, and then, you know, like having a video, and that encourages them to want to do both. Because in the video, and I always use the academic ones, you know, like, of course, and in the video, it really helps them to understand the topic that, mm-hmm, we just went over,
yeah,
or the topic that was just that was just introduced. So for this generation, you need to always come up with something that's different, something that's a little bit more exciting in order to keep their attention. Right.
But just one last question I want to ask you, you know, because students are at home now and got a lot of time. You know, if they was in school, they'll be running all over the place, you know, after they get out of class and doing other things. But they're at home, and they're wondering, well, what kind of books or resources should they be looking at or reading to get to know their history?
Well, that's another question,
mm-hmm,
that it's has a multiplicity,
right,
of ways.
Well, yes, the name of some books or some resources that they could get access to.
Oh, well, we always have the library, clearly,
mm-hmm,
and just about all of the libraries now, they have the appropriate books for Black history. Many of the colleges certainly have the books,
mm-hmm,
For Black history, as well. And with so many that are now using their computers, there are so many African American programs that they can, or books or readings, mm-hmm, that they can also get online. For example, anything that you want to know more about Martin Luther King, and a lot of the, as they said, a lot of the books, same thing too with or Malcolm X. They could just, certainly having access to online materials, that is definitely a great way,
mm-hmm,
To do it. And as you know too, it depends on the parents to help to lead them in that way as well. And I know on our campus, for example, or just about all the campuses, they do have, or students have access to the book. So that's always, a great way to do that. And some of the videos, PBS is another excellent way,
mm-hmm,
for
Gates. Yeah, they're having something now about the Black church.
I use many of the programs there for Black history,
mm-hmm,
for African American history, and yes, and so Gates is one of the premier, Dr. Gates, he's one of the premier authors there, and on PBS, all topics, he has already done that or greatly contributed. And if it's not being shown on PBS right now because it changes, you can clearly get it in the libraries as well.
Well, they still got that COVID thing in some of the libraries. You can't get in there, you have to make appointments now.
Yeah, and mm-hmm, and also if you have your card, as well. So those are some ways mm-hmm, to do it, to access the books also. Mm-hmm. So you can see what they do have available online.
Oh.
And that's the beauty of of our country, anyway. And the creativity, because one of the things that that they're doing at SUNY in general, reimagining our education because of because of COVID, and so therefore with the librarians and what they do now, they make sure that much of the information is online. So if you have your library card, certainly you can still access
right,
some of the the readings, and so forth. So yeah, those are
right,
that's another excellent way.
Right, and colleges have some of the best libraries too, because it got a lot of information.
Oh yes, yeah. Like absolutely. With our students, for example, at HBCC is similar, to just about all of colleges. Virtually they can get all the information they need to write their papers.
Right. And Ms. Chambers, I want to thank you for this interview, but I want to say that Black History is not just February. Black History is 365 days a year, right?
Well, the same, yes, right? And it's the same thing as I was mentioning earlier. Willie, and that's why I tied both of them together. Mm-hmm. Same with Kwanzaa.
Right.
Those are the practices that we should do, with the seven principles, for Kwanzaa. We should live and breathe that, throughout the year. So with the combination, with both of those, with Black History Month, and so forth, obviously these are two gifts that were, given, to us. And we should take advantage of that. You just don't do it on one single day, one single month. It's something that you want to integrate in your life for a more fruitful style. And I think that these gifts that have been given to us, as I mentioned, by these amazing leaders, we should obviously honor, which we do, I think many of us do, Martin Luther King, and also, as my students point out, individuals such as Malcolm, because he always encourages, quote, for men, it was really important, and what it takes to be a male, and with the responsibilities and that sort of stuff. Mulana Karanga, certainly, when he discovered what was wrong or a problem that we have, or many African Americans do it during the riots there, in California or Watts. And so, and that's what he did. He investigated, and he found out that we didn't really understand a lot about our culture. And so that pretty much helped all of us to understand why his principles, or that they should become, our principles, are so, significant. And of course, the founder of Black History Month as well. And so these are things, and you started out, as with a single single week, and then eventually it becomes a month. And so, and then other people are always arguing, well, not just a month, people always remember that you should honor it all year.
Mm-hmm. You know, I brought this up for a reason, because next month, March, is Women History Month. And it's a lot of Black women to talk about, things to talk about Black women for Black History Month. And I'll probably be calling you to interview you again about some issues that Black women have played in the March Women History Month.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I've done edudramas on Women History Month, also. Mm-hmm. Willie, and the dichotomy between Women History Month, there's White Women History Month, and there's Black Women History Month, because the challenges, clearly women in general have suffered greatly just because of their gender. However, with Black women, we know that certainly it's a double jeopardy that they experience. So yes, absolutely.
Right. I want you to save that, because when I call you, I want you to tell me all that.
Oh yeah.
That's I really want to, do something for Women History Month. And I'll be calling you about that.
I have a wonder. Something I don't think I did it in class, but there's an amazing poem about Black women that I would love to share, and so that people get a better understanding of the of the history, certainly. So yeah,
right.
So that's a wonderful that's a wonderful thing. I'll be ready for you.
Oh, okay. All right, and Ms. Chambers, thanks again for the interview. And I look forward to interviewing you again for Women History Month, probably for some other months too, because, the knowledge that you have. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.